Hello, this is Chris Farmer. Welcome to the blog. This one is Leadership Training, Success Principles. The role of a leader is to get the best results from themselves and others. In fact, that is a good goal for which everyone should aim. The main aim should be to discover how to get the best results from yourself and others. If you could get the best results from yourself and others, then that would increase your chances of achieving success and happiness. So what are the principles that you should adopt, and which principles should you ignore? What are the principles that will result in getting the best from yourself and others, and which are the principles that will cause you to fail? Here are three success principles, followed by three failure principles. Three success principles. 1. Personal initiative. 2. Persistence. 3. Preparation. Here are three failure principles. 1. A something-for-nothing attitude. 2. Overdose of anger. 3. Unfounded pessimism. Let's examine each one in turn. 1. Personal initiative. Personal initiative is the positive trait of doing things before they need to be done and before anyone asks you to do it, because you can see from the evidence of your own perception that the task needs to be done. Personal initiative is the rejection of waiting to be asked to do it, waiting to be told to do it, or waiting until the situation has become desperately late and has degenerated into a crisis. Personal initiative is the product of switching on your mental machinery and thinking for yourself. Lack of personal initiative is the product of switching off your mental machinery and relying on other people to tell you what will happen next. General Principle of Success 1. Don't switch off your mental machinery and wait passively to be told what to do. Use your personal initiative. 2. Persistence. Persistence is the positive trait of continuing to exert effort towards the achievement of your goal, even after, especially after, a series of defeats, setbacks, and disappointments. Persistence is a rejection of giving up too early, a rejection of running away from trouble, a rejection of failure. Persistence is the product of deciding to switch on your mental machinery and rebuild your plans of action following a defeat, setback, or disappointment. Lack of persistence is the product of switching off your mental machinery and accepting the latest defeat, setback, or disappointment as evidence of permanent failure. General Principle of Success 2. Don't be too quick to accept the latest defeat, setback, or disappointment as evidence of permanent failure. Following a disappointment, use your personal initiative and rebuild your plans of action, using the information contained in the defeat to inform your revised plan. Preparation. Preparation is the positive trait of organizing, prioritizing, practicing and perfecting all the actions needed for the successful performance of a task before you get there. Preparation is a rejection of guessing, a rejection of panic, a rejection of making it up as you go along, winging it. Preparation is the product of deciding to switch on your mental machinery before the event. Preparation is a commitment to be match ready. A lack of preparation is the product of switching off your mental machinery and trying to pull off a miracle on the day. Tip: only the gods can perform miracles. If you are not a god, then adopt the following rule. General Principle of Success number 3. Don't be too quick to try pulling off a miracle on the day of the event. Before you get there, organize, prioritize, practice and perfect the actions needed for the successful performance of the task. Quote from Alexander Graham Bell. Before anything else, preparation is the key to success. Here are three failure principles. The desire to get something for nothing. If you ask a farmer if he can obtain a crop without planting any seeds, he will say no. If you ask a physicist if you can have a cause without an effect, she will say no. The reason is that the universe keeps very good accounts. Everything has to be paid for. As the song says, nothing comes from nothing, and nothing ever could. If you want something good to happen, then you have to pay the price. If you aren't willing to pay the price, then don't expect many good things to happen. A something-for-nothing mentality is a negative trait of expecting good things to happen without having to do any good things. Something-for-nothing mentality is a rejection of the need for work, a rejection of the need to think, a rejection of personal initiative. A something-for-nothing mentality is the product of deciding to switch off your mental machinery and hope that someone else will pay the price. General principle of success 4. Don't try to get something for nothing. Be prepared to pay the price in thought, time, and effort. Nothing comes from nothing. Nothing ever could. Overdose of anger. Anger is the emotion triggered when a past event has gone badly for you or someone you care about. Anger may be justified, but the uncontrolled expression of anger is often the cause of failure. In fact, you could say that anger is the equivalent of stupidity. When you are angry, you are more likely to overreact, say the wrong thing, do the wrong thing, misinterpret the situation, mess up your performance, do damage, hurt others, and hurt yourself. Generally, anger is not good. Albert Einstein, anger dwells only in the bosom of fools. Anger dwells only in the bosom of fools. General principle of success 5. Don't be too quick to lose your temper. When things have gone wrong for yourself or others you care for, then practice controlling your thoughts, controlling your speech, controlling your actions. Unfounded pessimism. Pessimism is the emotion that is triggered when you project that the future is not going to be good. Unfounded pessimism is the negative trait of assuming that the future is going to be bad. Unfounded pessimism is the rejection of hope, optimism, and happiness. Hope, optimism, and happiness is based on the opposite pattern, i.e., it is mentally and practically better to assume that the future is going to be good. Henry Ford quote, if you think you can do a thing, or you think you can't do a thing, then you're right. If you think you're beaten, you are. If you think you dare not, you don't. If you'd like to win, but think you can't, it's almost certain that you won't. If you think you'll lose, then you've lost. For in the world we find that success begins with a fellow's will. It's all in the state of mind. General principle of success 6. Don't assume the future is bad. Hope, optimism, and happiness is based on the opposite pattern. Assume the future is going to be good. Your success begins with a state of mind. Thank you.